trouble by the riverside. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has obtained a bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security that warns domestic and foreign extremists could attack the nation's energy infrastructure. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The energy grid is a vulnerable and expansive U.S. critical infrastructure sector that is easy to target. There are a range of threats that are listed in this bulletin, including cyber criminals with ransomware attacks and state actors, but most notably, domestic violent extremists are the most prevalent physical threat actors targeting energy electrical substations. They're sharing tactics online.
Columbia University in New York has agreed to make changes to its protest policies and security practices. It's in response to pressure from the Trump administration. Had the school refused, it could have lost $400 million in federal funds and contracts. Some students aren't happy.
It's kind of disgraceful because Columbia has such a long reputation, long history of being this protest school, not wavering in the face of federal action, letting the students act on their own. So I think this is just an act of cowardice.
The Trump administration says it will revoke temporary status for 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Details from CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
This is a program that was set up by President Biden to reduce illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border by offering would-be migrants a legal way to enter the U.S. so they wouldn't have to use a smuggler and cross into the country illegally. More than 500,000 people came under that process, and now the Department of Homeland Security is warning them that if they do not voluntarily leave the country, self-deport, they will face immediate arrest and deportation by ICE.
The migrants could be deported in about a month. The Trump administration has been denying a report that Elon Musk was going to get a classified Pentagon briefing on U.S. plans to defend against an attack from China. CBS's Charlie Daggett says there's been a lot of back and forth on this story.
Whether or not he was originally supposed to sit in on those classified briefings and then they either modified it or changed the game after that story broke, they won't say.
Former two-time heavyweight boxing champ and seller of millions of grills, George Foreman, has died at 76. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
George Foreman launched his heavyweight boxing career and life in the limelight as an Olympian, winning gold in Mexico City in 1968. The native Texan then continued building his legacy, winning fight after fight and making history with his knockout victory over Joe Frazier in 1973.
Foreman's family said in a post on social media he died surrounded by loved ones. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home.
That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
If you're frustrated by the high cost of homes in the U.S., maybe look elsewhere.
There are a growing number of small towns around the world, even entire countries, now being challenged by an aging population or a growing number of abandoned homes that are now offering great incentives to fix them up, own them, and in some cases, even paying you to move there to do it. In Ireland, there's a program that will pay you up to $70,000 to refurbish a house in any one of 30 islands off the coast. Chile has a similar program. In Croatia, you can purchase some homes for the price of an espresso, as long as you refurbish them. Then, there's Italy, the capital of the 1 euro home programs. In many towns along the Adriatic coast and in Sicily, in places like Sambuca and Camerata, even Sardinia. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
A NASA spacecraft will have a second close brush with the sun today. The Parker Solar Probe made its first pass within 3.8 million miles of the sun in December. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend. A bit of a different finish, though. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s. Becoming breezy on Sunday with rain developing, possibly mixed with some snow in the morning. High temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 35 at our studios.
WRJN. There she was. Just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be a singer. Single day singing. Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight?
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. We'll be right back.
the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Wrong.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Just call. You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Oh yeah, you really got me. never set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Wait and see. You
WRJN.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. One of the world's busiest airports is fully operational, according to officials. CBS's Haley Ott is at Heathrow in London.
Flights in and out of Heathrow are resuming after a fire at an energy substation nearby knocked out power in the area and forced Europe's largest airport to close, which caused travel chaos for hundreds of thousands of people. Ripple effects of the disruption will still be felt for days. UK officials have said no foul play is suspected in the fire, though the investigation is being led by counterterrorism police. Concerns have been raised over the fact that one fire was able to shut down Europe's largest airport. And officials here say they will look at the protection and resilience in place for critical infrastructure.
Airlines have added flights out of Heathrow. Some federal employees who focus on countering terrorism in the U.S. have been fired. CBS News Homeland Security correspondent Nicole Skenga has that.
Within the Department of Homeland Security, a little-known office known as CP3, responsible for tens of millions of dollars for counterterrorism programming throughout the United States, probationary workers were cut there. That workforce has been reduced by about a third.
The Trump administration says it will revoke the temporary status of 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans who arrived in the U.S. legally. More on that from CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Biden-era program, known as CHNV, allowed the immigrants to live in the U.S. through sponsorships by U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
In the next 30 days, their work permits and deportation protections will be lapsed and terminated by the Department.